This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending on the air and however you're communicating. If you're communicating via, I don't know, on our regular page, you can find that at TheRealSide.com. If you're communicating on our Facebook page, if you're sending me emails, as some of you are already doing, to Joe at TheRealSide.com. That's Joe at TheRealSide.com. Corey Duncan's going to join us at the other side of the break. And I'm sure he's got a lot to say about the rioting and what's going on right now in St. Louis and other places. The president's speech. I'm going to kind of pull it apart a little bit. I love the outrage of the left, just the outrage about that. It sounds like Reagan-esque. Okay, yeah. Got a problem with that? I'm fine with it. And actually, I'm going to show you, I know the left won't agree with it, but I'm going to show you that it's not just Reagan-esque, it's actually Obama-esque, Clinton-esque, and you'll see that when we start to play it. I mean, it's ridiculous. How quickly they forget. Or actually, you know what? It's selective recall. I used to joke about it as being selective recall. And that's what it is. It's selective recall. What else is there? I have a lot of fun with this. Can you tell? I've got so many stories in front of me. I just want to go to town on all of them. If you head up to the website, you'll be able to watch live, listen live, take the poll. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible, The Umping a White Guy. And I do appreciate the, look, at any nickel you spend with me, I appreciate more than you know. So the Students for Justice in Palestine, I mean, this is how crazy this is. This is how 180 degrees from reality we're actually working, acting, and dealing with these days. So the Students for Justice in Palestine defends violence against pro-Israel groups, and they call them fascists. You know, I thought I was an idiot. I really did. I thought that I didn't have a grasp on the English language, and I didn't understand certain things about the English language. And I got to tell you, if you ever want to just blow any sense of intelligence whatsoever, go to college. Because these kids are learning on college kids. On college campuses, they're learning, they're not learning the reality behind what fascism is, what communism is, what socialism is. I loved it. Today's speech, when you heard what was going down with President Trump, you know, calling out Venezuela and other places, the left went nuts. Socialism wasn't implemented properly. No, it was overly implemented. It is working exactly how it's supposed to be working. They had one of the most thriving economies there was, and look where they're at now. They're sucking on goat's milk for their kids because they don't have enough food and nutrition to go around anymore. And I'll bet you there's nobody in their big house that's going hungry. Guaranteed money. A pro-Palestinian campus activist group recently called for violent action against these are the peaceful people. Remember? The ones on the left? Violent action against fascists, a term it linked with Zionism, or political support for Israel. So if you support Israel, or you're a Zionist, it's okay to commit violence against you. Just ask them, they'll tell you. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, I guess, Chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine, recently held an event called Smash Fascism. Their Facebook advertisement for the event described it as a radical anti-fascist demonstration and declared that there to be no room for fascist white supremacists or Zionists at UIUC. Now, in the video event, College Fix picked up, College Fix picked up some video of the event. One student can be seen holding an Israeli flag with bloody handprints on it with the word genocide written on the flag. Protesters are heard chanting, no justice, no peace, no war in the Middle East, no Zionists, no KKK, 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 resist fascists all the way, and no Trump, no KKK, no fascists, no USA. So listen, do your homework. We have sent money to the Palestinians to build schools and hospitals. Go find some new schools and hospitals that they've built. Well, they've got new missile silos, they've got new missile launchers. Go find those new schools and the hospitals and see if you can actually find anything we sent them money for them to build or work on. Right? The group sent out a Facebook post leading up to the event, which took place on Tuesday, September 5th, claiming that the confluence of fascism and Zionism is becoming more obvious by the day, and that as the two forms of racial supremacy merge seamlessly together, the Palestinian struggle for human rights and dignity can set the model for discursive changes. Yeah, whatever that means. It's funny because they try to make this stuff sound in such a way that if you can't understand it, you must be an idiot. But they're not calling for non-violent protests. They're actually even suggesting that violence to set this straight is actually what's needed. They're advocating. Do you understand that they admit to advocating violence? Where's the outrage of the left? Where are they? Must be sleeping. That's what it is. I'm Joe, senior host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Corey Duncan joins us after the break, I hope. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and fans nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRUST. And we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You tiny brained whoppers of other people's buttons!
I like it. I'm Joe, senior host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I guess Corey has been knocked out. You know, he got in a little bit of a car accident. Actually, it was a big car accident. But he's a big guy, so I guess, you know, it's all relative. And so maybe he's just kind of out of it a little bit here. But it's okay, because I got plenty to talk about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation. And I do appreciate the time, whether you believe it or not, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. You know, I say that because if you get involved, if you discuss with people. We have two chat rooms up. We have one on the website, therealside.com, and one of the reasons we maintain two is because some of you don't have Facebook pages, and I get it. I really get it. Okay? But the other side of this coin, frankly, is, oh, and the second one's on Facebook, but you all know that. you get to see, maybe you have people on the same page as you, but they come at it differently. So it's just a different way to approach a situation or a topic or an issue. And some people are just whacked. And you'll see that. If you hop in a chat room, either one of them, you'll see where they're coming from. Anyway, so to say, we're talking about the pro-Palestinian group that believes it's okay to commit violence against pro-Israeli groups. So I've been looking to see if there's an outcry on the left, and I can't find any. So nobody on the left is calling this out as being nasty and bad and not the way to settle it. Because, you know, we heard all through President Trump's speech today and afterward, what a terrible and nasty and hateful and violent speech it was. Reagan-esque, if you would. You know, the access of evil. And I'm thinking, okay, how is that a problem? I don't think that is an issue. So, and you would think Facebook should pull it, right? Because, frankly, if there's any kind of violence recommended in the group, if the group has any kind of violence on their website, their Facebook page, whatever, Facebook is supposedly pulling down these groups. But I guess this one is okay. Anyway, in a statement given to the College Fix, Stand With Us, a nonprofit Israeli educational organization, denounced this rhetoric, saying the group strongly condemns Students for Justice in Palestine at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign for equating Zionism with white supremacy and fascism, trying to create a hostile environment for students who believe in Israel's right to exist, and advocating violence. He says, we call on the university's administration to publicly condemn them as well. Won't happen. Don't wait. Do not hold your breath. Don't go into hunger strike. Don't do anything because it ain't going to happen. Now, Stand With Us issued a call to action to the University of Illinois, saying that they hope that the administrators will use their First Amendment rights to issue a clear condemnation of SJP and the affirmation that Zionist students have every right to a safe learning environment at the university. On the matter of advocating violence, Students for Justice in Palestine wrote on its Facebook page, "We do not believe there is any other option." Are you hearing that? So you can't talk. Now, again, where's the left in all this? Why aren't they speaking out? Up, out, whatever. Why aren't they saying anything? Because they believe in this. This is okay for them. It's the right thing to do. It's sick. And what's even more sick, again, we're the professors. We're the parents. You guys have got to get involved. That's what I keep telling you. If you don't get involved, look at what you get. Look at what your kids are being exposed to. See, I think if we don't fight back, I don't think if you don't start sticking up for your kids, you're asking for a nightmare. I mean, seriously. You see, like, can I pull this up? I'll have to do this next hour. You know, we're gonna swap places with Corey. We can do the healthcare or the health sharing conversation in the next two segments. But this guy had he says he's a t-shirt maker with gay customers, gay employees, and he was still sued because he refused to make t-shirts for gay pride parade with the saying on it that was 180 degrees against what he believed. And yet he was still sued. Now I want you to understand, he has gay clients that he makes shirts for on a regular basis. And when you hear, I don't want to say his testimony, but when you hear his story and his words from him, you're going to see what a joke this is. And I'm sure that our friend Xander is probably going out of his mind because I sent him a copy of this story. And I know he's bouncing off the walls with it. You know, another story is about a neighbor in Florida. So the HOA, you know, and those things there could be really bad. But the HOA has decided that Oh, not the side. They're enforcing a no flags rule, no banners, and a flag is considered a banner rule because he had a Blue Lives Matter flag hanging from his porch. So they told him that, you know, he had to pull it down, and not acceptable, can't do it. Part of the problem, though, is he had it flying there for years. And all of a sudden, they show up and say, eh, we can't have that. You know why? Because one of the new people who moved in feels that the flag is racist. So they feel a Blue Lives Matter flag is racist. Why? Because it believes that only blue people, Smurfs, are much more important than anybody else? I mean, that's kind of what racist means, right? So Jeff Gaddy told the WJX news source that he'd flown the flag outside of his daughter's home for years, but was recently told by her homeowners association that the neighborhood thought it was just racist and it needed to be removed. When he pushed back a little bit, they said they point to the HOA rules that say you can't have banners or flags hanging on your property. So Mr. Gaddy got a little creative. You know those projectors you can buy for your lawn for Christmas and the holidays where it projects a tree or something like that onto your wall or onto your garage door? Well, since they had nothing against projectors, he simply is now projecting the flag on the garage door. God bless his creativity. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, any of you guys ever sit in, you're in the school gym, right? I know, because some of you said, always playing with that earpiece. If you've ever sat in a school gym, and you got a band or something playing, and you hear stuff banging, you hear the noise kind of delayed coming at you off that back wall. So the desk, you can't see it in front of me. It's solid, okay? And I have solid screens in front of me. And when I'm talking to you guys, my voice bounces off of the screens and stuff and back into my ears if they're not sealed. So I'm hearing myself twice. So sometimes it's like unnerving. Anyway, I don't know. Stupid little things I thought you'd get a kick out of knowing, when you see me playing with something, moving something around, it's like, come on, you're making me nuts. Anyhow, let me get right to it because, Dale Bellis always joins me and I appreciate what he tells us. It gives us information about how you can handle your healthcare services. And we've been taught one way of doing things, but I want you to hear from him really what our options are. Okay, so, I want to get right to it because he's one of my favorite people to have on the show with me. And he says stuff in plain, simple English. Now, when it comes to taking care of your body, when it comes to your health care or just getting into the idea of taking care of yourself, I don't understand half the terms they come up with. I go to my doctor, I have to bring a dictionary with me. So I love having Dale Bellis on with me. He's the CEO of Liberty Health Share, a whole different way of taking care of yourself. I'm not talking about one of these new, whacked health share programs or health care programs where, You do the whole thing where you hang from a chair for, an hour a day to make yourself healthy. I'm talking about a different way to make sure that you actually can take care of your body. And, Dale, again, thanks for being with me.
Thank you so much, Joe. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for the invitation.
Dale, I joke about this, but it's so true. At night, I do a lot of the cutting of my shows and clean up of the website at night, and I love infomercials. I'm an infomercial freak, okay? I don't buy anything from them, so they hate me from that standpoint, but all the healthcare programs, all the things they got on TV, and I go, my God, this has got to be a big industry, and there's so much money in it, and people don't understand. I mean, it looks good, right? If you see that guy that's what, he's like 79 years old, he's got a double six pack, and you can look like this too, kind of thing. I mean, you got to be really careful with what you're putting in your body and how you're taking care of yourself, and so terminologies are a big deal. And this is Liberty Health Share, not Liberty Health Insurance. What's the difference between health sharing and health insurance?
Because we literally, as a community of like-minded people, both in terms of our ethics and our religious values, join together literally to help pay each other's medical bills. I mean, we're all familiar with crowdfunding as a concept, and some no doubt have participated in that. That's precisely what we do, Joe. Every month when a member has a medical bill, we crowdfund it, and other members pay that member's medical bills, and then should we ever have a bill, those same members are there to help pay our costs. And so it's a mutual medical cost sharing arrangement where we, every month, putting our money aside in our secure online account, we call it a share box,
right,
and it goes literally to another member. Our dollars are paying another person's medical costs, and that produces, honestly, such an incredible sense of significance and value, knowing that my health care dollars are going to help another person.
Well, you know, that's a true statement. We love helping other people. We love it when you know, actually, sometimes you feel bad when you can't help somebody out because you've got your own stuff going on. But in this case, you really are partaking in and helping somebody and be healthy, being able to take care of themselves, and not just themselves, but their families. You know, that's got to be a great place to be, right?
It's an American tradition, frankly. We are among the most generous people on the globe. And we just simply turn that motivation, what you just said, it's so gratifying to help another person. That's one of our shared beliefs, that we're really placed here on earth to use our time and resources to assist another person whenever they have a need. We simply turn that principle and motivation into a solution for healthcare. Can you imagine it? It's just people helping people.
Listen, my little old Italian aunt used to say to me, if it's too good, it's too good to be true, right? So if you got to check everything out. I'm sure you have.
But we don't. I have to say, Joe, we don't leave it at that. We throw in our technology.
Oh.
We throw in our facilitation and structure. We have our sharing guidelines that all of our members participate in to help shape and mold and change if necessary, but agree to. So there's structure and methodology and technology supporting this entire effort, but it's simple in its essence and concept. It's just whenever you have a bill, we're all going to jump around you and help you and pay that bill for it.
Now. I know there's going to be some big bloated bureaucracy involved in this. I know you got a panel of probably 25 people that will turn me down because, you know, I'm coming up on 60 now and there's nothing good and useful left for me. So there's no, you know,
Joe, we're adding members to our review panel. Please join us.
No, I it's really funny because one of the things I get, and you and I have talked about this in the past, we haven't talked about it in a while. I'll get emails from people going, you know, those things are a scam. They turn you down for everything. They don't really pay all your bills. People have gotten so tainted because healthcare is so confusing, right? You and I have talked about this stuff.
Yeah.
We've been taught for years, trust the doctor, trust the insurance company, end of discussion. What makes you, why should I turn to Liberty HealthShare? What makes you safe for me?
Well, because we're empowering the individual patient to take charge and control of the care of their health. And so we're not here making decisions for folks. We don't have, as you suggested, a panel evaluating or determining what's appropriate or what we would permit or not permit. We're simply turning to individuals and saying, you have the power within you to make those choices and decisions about the care of your, care of your health. It's your health after all. And so we have each one an individual motivation, not only to watch out for our own care and our own pocketbooks, because we're all self-pay patients, but also for the care and pocketbooks of our fellow members. It is a mutual assistance motivation, and so we're all in it together.
You know, every year, you've got to get together every year, maybe twice a year, what have you. Who decides what kind of things that you'll cover, that you'll pay for? Because, you know, again, you and I have talked about certain procedures that a regular insurance company would say, hey, no way, no how, this is experimental. But, you know, my wife does a lot of homeopathic stuff, and it helps her, and I've seen it help her friends. So who actually decides what you'll consider and what you won't consider paying for?
Our members do. We put out an annual ballot to our members about the kinds of costs that we'll share in or any adjustments to those sharing guidelines And it's interesting you mentioned the homeopathic treatments. 2 years ago, our members decided overwhelmingly to share in and make eligible for sharing costs associated with homeopathic or alternative treatments. And it succeeds on behalf of people who are taking responsibility for the care of their health.
Yeah, and this is a question I've never asked you before, but I know it's come up in a couple of emails. Do you find that people on a health share type of program, when people getting in this program, do you find that they take care of themselves better or differently? Is there a change, a true change in the mindset as to how they take care of themselves?
Without a doubt, there is a change. For two reasons. One, because we suddenly realize we've dropped out of the health insurance model, where a third party is paying for my health care costs, where I have a sense of entitlement as opposed to a motivation to reduce costs. In fact, in most cases, in a third-party pay arrangement, I'm insulated from the costs. I don't even know what they are.
Right.
I never see the bill. They're paid by somebody else, and that works great so long as somebody else's pocket has enough assets or capability of meeting all of those bills. The reason is we're all self-pay patients. It's our money at stake. So when I'm standing at that counter evaluating the treatment plan or inquiring about the costs or eliminating unnecessary care, I'm motivated not only to engage in preventive care that will head off additional costs, but I'm also motivated to minimize and manage current costs because it's my money at stake. And, man, does that change your entire mentality.
Yeah, really. No, it really does in a lot of ways. Hey, Dale, we got to, you know, we both believe in capitalism, so I got to go ahead and take a break when we come back. No, you've got a new health care bill coming up in front of those people in D.C., and I want to talk a little bit more about the third party, under health insurance, there was a third party making decisions for your body. That's got to irritate you. You know, it's always great to have Dale on. Anyway, we'll be back with more. Finish up on the next part of the show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hang tight. We're going to be back at it with Dale Bellis. I want you to learn about health sharing, how to take care of yourself the right way. Dale Bellis is the CEO of Liberty Health Share, and I always appreciate his time with me on the show. And I like the fact, again, you know, I bring people on that speak English. And you know what I mean? You guys know what I mean by that. I hate when you bring economic people on or financial people on and they use the terminology I got to go look up, and I still don't understand it when I go look it up. So I always enjoy people like Dale who put in plain simple English, and even I can get it. Dale, thanks for being with me today.
Thank you for that compliment, Joe. It's a pleasure to be with you, my friend.
But and it's so true, though, Dale. I mean, I hear these shows on the air sometimes, and they're talking about certain issues. You go, you know what? I don't understand anything you said. How does that pertain to me? I go to work every day, 9 to 5, like everybody else. I want it in simple English. And when it comes to health sharing or health care, I mean, this is, you read some of these agreements, you can't get through them. One of the things we were talking about in the last segment, people don't realize that when it comes to health insurance, you've got a third party deciding your program, your process. How are you to go through your medical treatment, if you would? And it's not always the doctor deciding. The doctor's actually asking the insurance company, hey, this is my options. This is what I think this person has. What can I do? Where when it's Liberty Health Share, when you have control, you decide with the doctor without a third party involved, correct?
That's the biggest distinction. And maybe some historical perspective will help us here. After World War II, we here in America launched an entire basis for accessing the payment for medical costs through employer benefits. Wages were frozen in the late 40s. And so the federal government said, oh, increase the employees' income by making health benefits a non-taxable benefit. And so the Blues and other means of paying for healthcare costs was introduced to America. But in the process of doing that in the intervening years, when the insurance company is the one protecting their assets, there becomes an entire array of intermediaries making decisions not on behalf of the patient or the customer, but on behalf of the company conserving and being motivated financially for themselves. And so we have an entire population of medocrats looking over our care and deciding what will or will not be paid for or is eligible. We eliminate that entire separation between the doctor and the patient and bring them back together so that that patient is making the choices that are in their best self-interest in the care of their health.
Yeah, and that's the key people need to understand is you decide. You sit with the doctor. There's been times where I've, again, you know, I joked with you about this plenty of times. You know, most insurance companies, you have to go for your physical first, and then you get your blood work up. Well, it's crazy because then you have to chase the doctor around for 2 or 3 weeks to find out if you're dying. You know, the way I do it is I do the blood test first and I'll pay for it myself if I have to, if the insurance company pushes back. See, self-pay, right? I pay for it myself if I have to.
Send those results to your doc and you go over it whenever you're there. Absolutely.
That's, yeah. which to me, I don't know, my feeble little mind, that makes a heck of a lot more sense than having to deal with those bureaucrats there. So, you know, people need to understand it is a different way of thinking. It's very hard because again, from infants, I mean, from babies, we talk to our parents, we watch our parents struggle over insurance, how they take care of it, how they deal with it. We're indoctrinated, if you would, or I'll say it, you don't have to, brainwashed into believing there's only one way to deal with health insurance, and it's just simply not true.
Simply not true.
The new, what may be a new Affordable Care Act, I don't even know what to believe anymore. I don't even know why we're talking about it because it probably won't happen. But is there anything that's in front of Congress right now when it comes to changing the quote-unquote Affordable Care Act that concerns you, that would get in the way of somebody or limit your ability to help people?
In the most recent iteration, we had friendly senators as well as representatives in the House who were willing to stand with us and insert our continuation of an exemption from any new mandates. So if Congress lays out additional mandates or structure, they thankfully have been able to accommodate our interests in providing that exemption. That's number one. But number two, we support and encourage a consumer-based approach to healthcare. Because if we simply changed, Joe, the money flow in healthcare, and it became the dollars of the individual consumer to protect and conserve and utilize for the costs of the care of their health, it would change the system overnight. That's the flaw in the third-party pay system. If an employer is paying for my health care, I'm insulated from it. It's not my money. I don't care. If it's an insurance company and everyone else is submitting their premium and it's kind of out the door, I don't even know what's going on. If I need it someday, okay. But it's the third-party payer doing it. I don't have any motivation. If it's the government funding it, I really don't have any motivation. That's the flaw in third-party pay. If we simply change the money flow, so that whatever is being provided, and seriously, 82% of all Americans receive their health care through an employer, if they simply changed it so that that money lands in the employee's paycheck on a pre-tax basis, that they can decide as to how to spend that for themselves and for their families, it would change it instantly. So Congress is not even asking the right questions, number one. And number two, they keep focused on providing cheap health insurance when the issue is, why is there rising costs in the underlying medical care? If medical care is addressed, insurance and their costs will rise or fall based upon what the medical care costs are. They're not even asking the right question.
I so agree with you. I just had this conversation with a guy the other night, and I said, listen, when your wife goes in to have that baby, buy it like a bottle of 100 Bayer aspirins, okay, and tell them that they can keep what's left because they're going to charge you like $8 a pill. When did it cost $8 a pill? Does it really cost them that much to administer one Bayer aspirin? It's craziness.
Well, that's our encouragement to the legislators is think of health care on the basis of every other economic engagement that we have. As a consumer, if I'm a consumer of health care, as opposed to a patient being directed by a doctor, being paid by a third party, it changes the discussion completely.
Yeah, I love it. I look at stuff like that. I go, come on, give me a break here. But, okay, so there's a catch to everything, right? There's got to be a cap that I'm going to hit real early on in all of this. I go in to have a limb set, and you only cover $50, right?
We have what we call...
Come on, you can tell me, Gail.
I love it. An annual unshared amount. We don't use insurance terms because we're not insurance. We don't want to make a consumer think otherwise. So it's the amount that we choose as individual members pay for out of our own pockets before it becomes crowdfunded by the rest of the community. And so for a family, that's $1,500 in the course of a year. So we fill that bucket up first, and then every incident that occurs after that, we share up to $1 million. Heart attack, all the doctor visits, the hospital stay, the surgery, the pain medication, et cetera, everything associated with that heart attack, up to $1 million. If I have kidney stones the third day, everything associated with the doctor visit, pain medication, emergency room, et cetera, up to $1 million. Broken arm the next day, all the care associated with that, up to $1 million. And so that's the way the program is currently structured, and it's proven to be adequate and sufficient for every incident submitted to us today.
You know, the share amounts and the yearly fees, the yearly fees are right in line with what most people are paying now. As far as the monthly share amounts, I mean, they are below what most people are paying now. So, and I've had some people write me and tell me that single people say, you know, this was great. This was a great alternative for me, and I'm really glad I heard it and signed up for it. And you know, to my listeners right now, if you've been a long-time listener, you know I don't bring anybody on the show. I've actually fired sponsors or fired people that have sponsored the show because I want you to have a good experience. I know not everybody has you can't make everybody happy, and some people misconceive what this is all about. But for the most part, I'm not saying it's just because Dale's on the phone with me. I get nothing but positive reports back about conversations they've had with your people on the phone, about even in the process of signing up for this. So, you know, I got to give you credit, Dale. I really appreciate what you do for us out there. And I know it's a paid program, so to speak, but it's still something we get to choose what to do and not to do. How do people find out more information about Liberty HealthShare?
LibertyHealthShare.org is the best place to go. LibertyHealthShare.org. That's our website. There's a place to request a free information packet. We call it a decision guide. It comes directly to your email digitally, or you can have it sent by mail if you prefer. A toll-free number to call one of our trusted advisors in the contact center to just talk through healthcare sharing and making sure it fits your particular circumstances and needs, or peruse the pages of the website. But LibertyHealthShare.org is the best place to go.
Yeah, it is. Go check it out. I tell people a little differently. Hit the website. Read a little bit. Have your questions put together. Have an understanding of what it is you're trying to get out of these people. Otherwise, you know, it's like everything else. You're going to keep going back and say, well, you didn't tell me. Well, I didn't tell you because you didn't ask. You didn't read. You didn't know. So get a little informed before you call and actually get a live person on the phone. Dale, always a pleasure to have Dale on with me. I appreciate the time here with you, too. All right, our black man, our mad black man from Baltimore will join us in the next hour. I finally woke him up. We'll be back in a few minutes. Go get some coffee, get something to munch on. Come on back, because we'll be here. Hopefully you will, too.